So, you're here for one reason. You want to know how to make a woman come. Isn't that right? Well, you came to the right place. Sit. Go on. So, tell me, exactly how long have you been sexually active? I'm not talking about the act, I'm talking about wanting to. How long have you jerked yourself off? What? You don't? Seriously. Honesty is gonna be the best policy here. So, how long have you been jerking off? It's pretty normal. Next, how long have you been afraid of sex? I thought we established the rule about lying. I can't help you unless you're honest with me. How long have you been afraid of sex? Well, happily, you'll be surprised to know that's pretty normal too. Really? Okay. Final question. How long have you been afraid of women? Of course you are. You'd be stupid not to be. Women are terrifying. They're beautiful, they're emotionally intelligent. They're sweet, they're soft, they're strong, they're hard. And most of all, they are confusing as fuck. But don't worry. I'm here to help you. So, first of all, let's get the debunking out of the way. Oh, we have quite a bit to cover. I tell ya, as cool as it is, porn does more harm than help. Feeds you all this horseshit and expects you to know how to please a woman. So, first of all, you need to know. No girl wants her pussy pounded. Did you hear me? Let that sink in. No girl wants her pussy pounded alone. If you just go in there, no lubrication, no foreplay, no consideration, no stimulation, she's gonna be dry as a bone and uncomfortable as fuck. Do you want that? No, of course you don't. You're a stand-up guy. So, repeat after me. No girl wants her pussy pounded alone. In every single movie I've ever seen, the guy just slides right on in there, doesn't even touch her tits, doesn't lick her, barely kisses her. How the fuck is she supposed to get wet? Sorry. I get passionate about these things. Okay. Debunk number two. However long you think the foreplay should last. Triple it. Did I stutter? Do you know how long it takes for the average woman to come? 13.5 minutes. And as we discussed, very little of that has to do with your penis. Oh, don't take it personal. Honey, we work with the tools we were given. Don't be a sourpuss. What are the main forms of foreplay? What else? Oh, come on. Think outside the box. Think big, think weird, think creepy. Women like to get their freak on. The more imaginative, the better. Oh. I can see him bursting a few bubbles. Did you think we all lay on our backs and cry? Or maybe we just whimper softly and think about how lucky we are. Buckle up, honey. You're in for an education. Outside the normies of kissing, sucking, licking, pinching, nibbling, nuzzling, what else can we do? Good. Good, I'm actually surprised. Yeah. We don't always have to go for the most obvious places. I mean, don't get me wrong, the tits and the clit are always a good call. But sometimes it's the most unexpected places that bring the biggest rush. For example, the ears and the neck. Touching them. Playing with them. Just letting your teeth and your lips glide across them. That'll do more than the biggest dick in the world. Which brings me on to my next bunk. No one cares about the size of your penis. Did you hear me? Say it back. You heard me. Say it back to me. No one cares about the size of my penis. Let that register in your mind and know it for the fact it is. The only one who cares is you. And that's okay. You know how women are about their weight? That's how men are about their dicks. It's only a big deal if you make it one. Let me ask you something. Is it better to fuck a fat girl or a thin girl? Exactly. As long as she's hot, what does it matter? Fat, thin, small, big. Who actually gives a shit? Good. Now, this last thing that I'm going to tell you is probably the most valuable piece of information I could ever tell you. If you remember nothing else, remember this. If a woman comes like this, the bitch didn't come. I know. It's unbelievable, but it's true. No woman comes like an anime girl. We obviously do it to make you feel better, and that's fine. We're happy to do that. We should all be on the same side. But knowing this stuff is gonna make you better. Now, do you want to have your ego stroked, or do you want to be a good fuck? Answer me. Which is it? Good man. Yes. It's the attitude I like. Okay. So what orgasm is a genuine orgasm? Well, I'll tell you the truth. It's quiet. It's delicate. It's barely a whisper. And precious. And only a few men have ever seen it. Honey, if you stick to my program, If you study hard and push these myths aside, you can be one of those men. Now, I'm gonna start this stopwatch, and you're gonna make me come. Ready? Mm-hmm.